Do you find them annoying or not?
Okay.
So we have a list. We're going to see if you're on the same level with everybody else. Number 32, and I don't know why she's on this list, but Dolly Parton, annoying, not annoying. And the other option is, you got to be kidding me. Why is she even on this list?
Yeah, that's, you got to be kidding me. Dolly Parton is so beloved. And the crazy thing about it is that not only is she so beloved, but whenever we do a list of most beloved celebrities, Dolly Parton's always in like the top five. So how can she be on the annoying list and the beloved list?
Yeah, 52% of people say, are you kidding me? Why are we even talking about this? So you're in the majority.
Yeah, she's the Betty White of country music.
Ryan Seacrest, annoying, not annoying, or who?
Well, it's interesting because I think he's not totally niche, but not everyone knows who he is. He's not a household name.
Oh, you know, like, there's a certain generation. 100%.
No, there's a certain generation that has no idea who he is. Like, people older than us have no clue who Ryan Seacrest is.
I wonder if my parents do.
My parents have no idea. My parents, my grandparents, they have no idea who Ryan Seacrest is.
We're
going
to pick annoying, though.
You know, that's tough because he starred in radio, so I really respect him because he worked really hard.
I know, but he has that radio voice. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Let's hear it.
Okay, the only reason why I'm going to say annoying is this. Normally, I really like him, but he did something recently that really pissed me off. So on his radio show, which I somehow tune into every once in a while because it's syndicated here in New York, I heard him doing a cats versus dogs. I'm like, what year is this? You have no other clever, you have nothing else to talk about, like cats versus dogs? Is that where you are?
Great topic for you today, everybody. Cats or dogs? Call us now. 800, whatever the hell my phone number is. Cats or dogs? Really? Stop it.
Yeah. See, I normally like him, but that pissed me off. I was like, you could do better. Hashtag do better.
Yeah. 48% said annoying. 15% said who. So, all right. Madonna. Annoying, not annoying, or who?
No. People know who Madonna is. Come on. It's definitely not who. If you don't know who Madonna is, then you're on the wrong. You shouldn't be taking this quiz.
I would say 10% of people say who, but annoying, not annoying.
I think not annoying. You know, I think she's doing a really good job of staying relevant in her 60s. She just had music out. She posted all those photos of her ass, you know, and she's in amazing shape. She looks great. Like, hashtag inspo, not annoying. Love her.
All right. 57% said annoying. Only 2% said who. So you're right on that one, except for the annoying part. Meghan McCain, annoying, not annoying, or who?
I think she's who? Because again, unless you watched The View, which she's no longer on, or unless you're someone like us who follows pop culture really closely, like closer than we follow our own families, I don't think people know who she is. So annoying or not annoying, it depends. If you're a Republican, not annoying. A liberal, very annoying.
All right, we're going to say who.
Yeah, we're going to say who.
51% said annoying, 10% said who. All right, Dr. Phil, annoying, or who?
Annoying. You're going right for it. I'm not even going to discuss it. Annoying, annoying, annoying.
The thing about Dr. Phil, over the past 3-4 years, maybe, they've really changed the format of his show. Now they have just complete whack jobs on there. just wacky people. And for some odd reason, they flash to his wife every 10 minutes.
And is she sitting there rolling her eyes? What is she doing?
Yeah, she just sits there on camera and smiles or nods or something. And his delivery has gone really slow.
Because, yeah, he needs to cover a whole hour now.
Oh, is that what it is?
He has nothing else to say. He said it all. He said it all for the past 10 years. He's nothing else to say. I love that they flashed his wife like she's...
She doesn't say anything.
She's Questlove. Like, she's Questlove sitting there as like a... As like a sidekick or something.
Yeah, she's not mic'd up. She just nods or smiles. It makes you go, who the hell is that?
Yeah, so that's annoying. That everything you just said, the slow talking, the cutting to the wife, the whack jobs, it all fits under the category of annoying.
74% said annoying.
There you go.
I'm going to say annoying just because you really don't know how to say her name. Kirstie Alley.
Oh, totally annoying.
Annoying. Okay. Yeah, just because it should be Kirstie Allen, but.
Yeah, no, it's Kirstie.
Kirstie, right. All right.
Yeah, fuck you. Even your name's annoying.
Pete Davidson. Annoying, not annoying. Who?
I think I have to choose one.
Yeah, you have to choose annoying, not annoying, or who?
I think not annoying. I think fascinating.
Wow, 59% not annoying. 6% said
yeah,
who?
I'm fascinated by him. Yeah.
I don't even know why I should say this. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Annoying. Move on. Annoying. Should not be a celebrity. Shame on anybody who puts her on a list or
okay, 63%.
No, seriously, she should not be a celebrity. She's a snake oil salesman.
63%.
She's crap. She's not an actress.
If she didn't start that company, would you hate her? If she didn't start Goop, would you hate her?
You mean if she didn't start her con man business because she couldn't be an actor anymore and she didn't try to con people out of their money?
Okay.
It's an MLM. It's a multi-level marketing that she does. She's scum. I hate her. Bye.
Adam Sandler. Annoying, not annoying. Or who? It's not a who. Everybody knows who he is.
No, definitely not who. You know who he is. Yeah. What's funny is I love Adam Sandler, but his characters, his image. Right. His image is annoying. Yeah. Annoying is a compliment for him.
He probably wears it as a badge. Okay, we'll say annoying. Not annoying, 74%.
Yeah, like I said, I love him. I would never say he's annoying, but because I'd think he'd want me to say annoying, I would say it for him.
Anne Hathaway.
You know, I got to tell you, I know a lot of people are really annoyed by her. I know she's one of like the most hated celebrities. And I was totally on board with that until I interviewed her. She was so nice and such a real person. I was expecting like a phony Hollywood. Hi, darling. Where are you from? No. Warm, nice.
Very
lovely.
Hot.
Right. Very hot. Exactly. Good actress. I say, even though this list is going to say annoying, I'm going to say not annoying.
Right, I'll agree with you on that one. Not annoying. 87%.
Hey, look at that.
People like her. Ooh, Kathy Griffin. Ooh. That's a hard one.
Okay. I think she's funny. I've always loved her specials. She's going through lung cancer and she's sharing the whole story with us. So I am going to say not annoying because she's going through a really rough time. I know a lot of people hate her and that's their prerogative, but I have sympathy for her. I'm going to say not annoying.
Yeah, I'll agree with you because there are times I see her and I go, oh, she's kind of hot. And then there's times I see, oh, what am I thinking? But then there's other times I go, oh, she's pretty hot. So we'll say not annoying. 51% of people do not agree with us. They say annoying.
All right. Well, it's half and half.
Ooh, Donald Trump.
I'll just skip that one.
I'm going to put in who.
Okay, put in who? Yeah, who?
That would drive him insane.
I never heard of him.
Who? So I'm part of the 1% who said who. 91% of people, annoying.
Who?
Exactly. Who? That makes me feel better for America that 91% said annoying. Even if you like the guy, he's still annoying.
He's still annoying. That's a good point.
And he would wear that as a badge. Megan Fox, number 20.
Oh, I don't know. She's become really annoying. You know why she's annoying now? Because she insists on getting in our face. She's always wearing like dresses that are barely there. All her antics with Machine Gun Kelly. Like I've had it. No, I'm totally annoyed by her now.
Yeah, 57% said not annoying.
Well, because she's hot.
Because she's hot, yeah. Ooh, Taylor Swift. Not annoying, not annoying. Who?
Well, nobody said who. I'd be sure, like 1% probably said who. No, definitely not annoying.
Yeah, we're going to say not.
Yeah, no, really sweet, really humble, not annoying.
28% of people said annoying. Wow, and those 20, 28% are going to get just hate mail now.
Yeah, they're going to get slammed.
Yeah, nobody said who. So, very good.
Ah, good. Wow, that's interesting.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, fuck her.
Let's say who. That should piss
totally.
Her off.
Okay, say who.
Annoying 83%.
That low?
Post Malone, not annoying.
No, not annoying. We love him.
Yeah, he'd be proud of this. 69% said not annoying.
69. Nice.
Okay. I really want to know what you think of this because you love her. She's from Long Island, but she's a nightmare. Lindsay Lohan.
Look, she has become very annoying. She's annoying. Let's just face it. And you know why she's annoying? I'll tell you why. I used to listen to her on Clubhouse. She had this like Tuesday night Clubhouse thing that she did. She may still do it. I have no idea. I'm just not on Clubhouse anymore. And she would woman-splain to other people. Like somebody, I remember this one night, this guy came on and he was an art gallery expert. He ran an art gallery. He ran one of the biggest art galleries in New York and had been there. The art gallery's been there for 40 years. His whole family ran it. He is now in charge of it. He is an expert in the field of art. And somebody asked a question about art and NFTs, trying to explain what an NFT is and explain, you know, how it fits in the world of art. And as he's talking, she interrupted him and basically woman-splained art to him. Like, bitch, you don't know the first thing about art. Shut the fuck up. You're barely an actress. This guy and his family have been in the art world for 40 years. Sit down.
But does Mean Girls give her a lifetime pass for you?
I don't... That's the tough thing because, you know, I love her in Mean Girls. Love her in Mean Girls. Who?
Oh, wow. 61% said not annoying.
Yeah, that's the Mean Girls love.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's become very annoying.
Yeah, people are going to... Oh, 57% said annoying.
Yeah,
I thought
it
would be a lot higher than that.
People are starting to turn against him.
Speaking of turning against people, number 14, Ellen.
Oh, yeah. No, well, everyone knows she's annoying. Okay. You might still like her, but she is annoying.
83% agree. 1% said who. Justin Bieber, annoying, not annoying, or who?
Well, there's nobody that said who.
No.
He's, you know, I got to tell you, he is not annoying anymore. He was annoying when he was younger. Now that he's married, I think Hailey Bieber, formerly Hailey Baldwin, I think did some good things for him. No longer annoying. I like him.
1% said who. So 301 people said who. 66 said annoying. Yeah, I think
haters.
You're judging him by his old persona.
Right, the old Justin.
Anna Kendrick.
That's a big who.
Yeah,
she has not been around for a long time. Since when was the last time Pitch Perfect? How long ago was that?
Yeah, 3%, wow, said who. 75% said not annoying.
She's not annoying at all. She's adorable. She's really funny on Twitter.
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know. I don't like that wife of his.
Let's say not annoying. I mean,
he's not annoying. Yeah, he himself is not annoying.
He doesn't bother me. Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Not annoying. We love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in love with her.
62% said not annoying.
Yeah, that's not enough. More people should say not annoying. In fact, you know, when she did the, she does a lot of really great cover songs, but the Saturday Night Live performance, when she did the cover of the Queen song, oh my God, she's amazing.
She did a song with Metallica, a Metallica song with Metallica, and killed it.
Yeah, if you think Miley Cyrus is annoying, take a deeper dive into her as a musician and as an artist and as a singer, and it'll change your mind immediately.
When she was on stage with Robin Thicke on the VMAs or whatever it was, that was annoying. That was annoying Miley Cyrus, but she has completely changed since then. Number 9, I don't even know who she is, Lea Michele.
You know who Lea Michele is. She's, well, you, okay, so that's a who for you.
Yes.
She's from Glee. Everybody hates her. And a lot of people blame her for the death of Corey Monteith. So I'm going to say very annoying, and that's going to be a high number.
70% said annoying. 15% said who?
Yeah, see, I think more people are like, who?
Yeah, I'm in the who thing.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. Annoying, not annoying, who?
Well, no one's going to say who. That's impossible. The reason I'm going to say not annoying, and there's one reason I'm going to say not annoying, because she's doing a really good job with criminal justice reform. And I got to say, you got to hand it to her. Her sisters are horrible. So I'm going to say she's the only one of them who's not annoying. The rest, completely annoying.
She annoys the shit out of me, but
I know
I will say not annoying. 65% said annoying. Yeah, I would like to ask Kanye that question. Annoying,
he's trying to get back together with her, so not annoying. He'd say not annoying.
Number 7, James Charles.
I don't know. Most people are going to say who on that one.
Ooh, I don't know. 83% said annoying. Only 5% said who.
No, definitely annoying. Because remember, he had all those scandals and he was accused of sexual misconduct with young boys. So, yeah, I mean, he's an annoying. He's on the annoying list.
Only 5% said who.
That's surprising.
That's very surprising. I would put that cat in a TV show right now. Because people know who he is.
Yeah.
Number 6, James Corden.
Totally annoying. He's the worst.
63% said annoying.
That's not enough.
Travis and Courtney.
Right. Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
So they're calling him Travis. Right.
I see. No, totally annoying.
Totally. Okay.
So annoying. They're so annoying on Instagram. I don't know why I follow them. I guess I kind of feel compelled to, but they're so annoying. I mean, I'm happy for them. They seem to be very much in love. Annoying.
I'm going to skip number 4. I'm not even going to tell you who it is.
Is it Minnie Driver?
No, it's Tyra Banks.
Oh, no, she should not be on that list. How dare they?
And I'm not even going to tell you what they said. Billy Porter, number 3, annoying, not annoying.
No, not annoying. He's awesome. Billy Porter, why is he on this list? Annoying. No.
I'm going to say not annoying. Chelsea Handler.
A lot of people are going to say who, because she's been out of the spotlight for a long time.
And that would kill her. For somebody to say who. 32% said who.
See?
Ooh, that's not good. She had her own TV show.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
All right, number 1 on this list. Who, annoying or not annoying? Jennifer Lawrence.
Not annoying.
Not annoying. 73%.
That's not enough. She's adorable and she's pregnant and I'm happy for her. And she married somebody who's not famous, which is super cool.
But when she does movies with Bradley Cooper, it messes up your Google alert.
Good point. So annoying when she's in the movies with Bradley Cooper. Other than that, not annoying.